Avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum.
I was interested recently to read about the number of steps necessary to stay healthy. For people 60 or under, the consensus appears to be 10,000 steps a day. For those over 60, it may be 6,000 to 8,000 steps. Obviously, a lot depends on the physical health of the individual. Many people like myself spend a lot of time sitting, but the advice to such people is to stand from time to time, go for a short walk, or use the stairs. All of this doesn't sound particularly exciting, but it's important regularly to exercise to stay healthy. Reading about the study, it struck me that as followers of Jesus Christ, we need daily steps. That is, as we follow Jesus Christ, daily steps are necessary. The Apostle Peter writes that Jesus left us an example so that you might follow in his steps. As we follow Jesus, he's promised to lead us in the paths of righteousness, to be with us, to grant us all of the grace and strength we need for each day. Our challenge is to keep following in his steps. It's so easy to become spiritually lazy, to get our eyes on our own comfort or pleasures, succumb to temptation, and so to find ourselves not following our Lord Jesus. In order to follow the daily steps of our Savior, we must also daily be in the Word of God. One of our themes at Calvary Church this year is read God's Word daily. I emphasize the word daily. If someone sat around all day or lay in their bed all day, physically they would get weaker and weaker with resulting health problems. Paul reminds us to train ourselves for godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. I have some friends who exercise every day in the gym. I admire their discipline and endurance. Clearly, physical fitness is a high priority in their lives. But are we similarly disciplined in our daily steps of following Jesus and reading his word daily? How much should we read daily? This is similar to asking how many steps should we take each day to remain healthy. We certainly should be reading the word daily, but how much we read depends on a lot of circumstances. If we have neglected reading God's word, I suggest that you begin by reading for only 15 minutes. Start with one of the Gospels. Ask God for his help in understanding before you read. Psalm 119, which focuses on the Word of God, has a prayer which is a theme throughout that chapter. Teach me, O God. The Holy Spirit is the inspirer of Scripture and indwells the authentic follower of Jesus Christ. Ask him to teach you as you read. After you have read, meditate on what you've read. I realize you may sometimes feel that you have remembered very little, but continue to read daily. I'm sure those who exercise every day in the gym may not always be able to recall the exercise routine for each day, but they continue. If you're a more mature Christian, I encourage you to read extensively as well as intensively. A scripture each day from social media is helpful, but often the verse is plucked out of its context. In reading extensively, we get the flow of God's redemptive purposes and begin to understand the big picture of the Bible. Then, as we study a smaller portion intensively, we will see that passage in the context of the whole. So, by all means, take thousands of steps every day to maintain your physical health. But more importantly, take daily steps following Jesus Christ. And as you follow him, listen to his voice in his word. Avizandum.
You're listening to the weekly Avizandum podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Monroe. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.